Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It is a 7 o'clock hour. Later in the hour, Al, the John Gruden story takes another ugly turn. Another victim, another reputation in question. We'll get to that a little later, but on the line right now is a Philadelphia hero who has felt the wrath of the city and now feels the love of the city. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Brandon, I'm sorry to put you in the middle of the Ben Simmons thing, but this is a fact. In the biggest moment of your career, you fended off a block, got into Tom Brady, swatted the ball away, and won your city a Super Bowl. In the biggest moment of Ben Simmons' career, he refused a dunk that could have led the Sixers en route to their championship. How should the fans in this city feel right now about Ben Simmons?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell people how to feel, but how I feel about it for Ben is to come in and just put your head down and get working. You know, if that's where, if you're going to be here, and hopefully you doing what you haven't been doing, like you said, like, you know, dunking when you're supposed to, even shooting threes or whatever it is that the fans been wanting you to do, you do it, and then you start getting better and doing things that you normally wouldn't do. And I think people will all be forgiven. just come in and work.
All right, but here's where you could really help with this, Brandon, because he is on the record saying he really would prefer not to play in the city of Philadelphia. I've always gotten the feeling you love playing here. Why do you love it?
Well, you know what? At first, I felt like him because it was tough, because I wasn't getting the treatment as far as, like, I was getting the same treatment he was getting. I mean, it's a little worse for him because I feel like basketball players, because you can see them and they're visible, people would notice them more. But, you know, when I wasn't playing so good, people wanted me out the city and wanted me to be cut and all that. And it got to me. And I didn't want to be here, but I had to fight against that. And, you know, and I did. And I was like, you know what? The way you handle that is how you go out there and play and perform. And so I focused in more on my craft and not worried about what other people had to say. And then that's when I felt like things started to change for me.
Well, that's a perfect way to approach it. Let's get to what happened Sunday in Carolina, Brandon. The defense rebounded big time. What did you see? What was different this week?
Well, you know what? I think the attitude, people were just tired of, you know, just tired of losing. And the last two games, we didn't put on a good performance. And so this was one of those games where we had to have it, especially going in a hostile situation in Carolina. And the way they playing right now, I mean, they that was a hard-fought game, and I was just proud of the team getting stronger as the game went and capitalizing on them turnovers that they was getting. Even though they didn't do it in the beginning, they finished when they were supposed to and made the plays they were supposed to. So I was happy just to see those boys just pull it out.
And, Brandon, Javon Hargrave in five games has six sacks. He's had a great start. What's he doing out there that's making him so effective?
Taking full advantage of his opportunities, because, you know, obviously, you know, Fletch get all the attention, and Hargrave is taking advantage of his one-on-ones. And, I mean, and he got a chip on his shoulder because last year didn't go as planned because he didn't have training camp, and he started a little behind when he got hurt. But I know that it meant something to him this year, and he showed all training camp, and I'm just happy it's paying off for him early and often. For him, and I think it's only going to keep getting better.
All right, here's the thing, though. At some point, if they're doubling Cox and not Hargrave. Won't they switch the tactic and go after Hargrave with two blockers?
Hey, they're going to try it. They're going to try it, man. That's when Fletcher be on the stat board.
you know what I'm saying?
So, you know, we had a good little problem. I hate that I ain't out there with him because, oh, I know, man. It would have been either way, I feel like they got to pick their issues, and they're either going to go after Hargrave or Fletch. And it's all about who you thinking is hot at the time. And obviously Hargrave going to start getting double, but I think Hargrave is good enough to beat a double too. So I'm just excited for both of them boys because they both can play off each other.
Hey, Brandon, what's it like to face Tom Brady?
You know what? The ball's going to be out, you know, in the beginning. He's going to try to take the D-line out the game. And then we got to stop the run. I know he's going to come in here and try to hit us in areas that we're weak or that we've shown that we're weak as far as the run game. They're going to run the ball. I know that. Then he's going to try to dink and dunk down the field to get, you know, have guys get yards after the catch. And we just got to make sure we rally to the ball because you always know that you got to run to the ball sideline to sideline with Brady because it's quick screens, running the ball, traps, whams. It's all kind of different little things that Tom Brady try to hit you. But it's all stuff that you've been weak at during the season. So I'm excited to see how them boys fix their issues.
All right. When you played against Brady, did you ever talk to him on the field?
Well, you know what? I try to talk to him, but not like he don't really be saying much. He just give you a little smirk or smile or something.
Yeah.
If I said something that probably hit a nerve or something, but he tried to show basically off his play. So I think this year he would have probably talked a little more because it's the most I've seen him, you know, really have fun and talk the most on Instagram and all that stuff. I think he's just really just having fun later in his career, something that he probably didn't do as much when he was in New England.
All right. I'm going to take a wild guess here, Brandon, that you not being able to play this season is killing you, that it's really hard for you to watch games and not be in them. Am I right?
Well, you know what? It was in the first game. This last game, well, it got better every week. This last game was a lot better. But, of course, yes, when I see the game, I'm thinking of what I could have did on certain plays that I see, and it'd be like, oh, man, I can't wait to get back out there. But I do watch it because I want to help guys, too. So I always, you know, talk to certain guys after the games and be like, man, you should have been doing this, man. This is what I seen. And you know, normally it's true of what I've seen, and people we'll talk about certain stuff. But yeah, I'm trying to just help guys and be that leader off the field. I'm doing all I can do.
Are you going to be how soon before you're back on the sideline?
I'll be back probably the next three to four weeks.
Okay,
and then I'll be back.
But you are in communication with your teammates. You are trying to prop them up even from afar.
Yeah, I had one up there Monday after the game, seen the guys, talked to the guys. Man, they was all excited. I was loving it because, you know, the vibe was real nice in the building and everybody was, you know, just excited. Like I told them, just make sure y'all keep building off this. You know, that was one step, but we got to keep getting better like what we've been doing. And, you know, let's go out here and let's shock the world this week against Brady.
All right, you're like three and a half weeks since the torn Achilles. What's it like? Are you rehabbing yet? How much pain are you in?
So so the 25th, I go back in, and that's when I start rehabbing. No pain, really. When I took my – because I just got a new cast, so they took my old splint off, and I finally got to look at it a little bit, and I could feel that my foot was stuck in that position. From where it's been, and it's healing great. Everything is feeling good, but I don't feel really no pain. When I start rehabbing, that's probably when I start feeling things. But right now, with my foot just being in one position, everything is pretty good.
I love it. I know you're coming back next year. You're going to be the old Brandon Graham that we know and well. Maybe you win us another Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be nice?
Boy, hey, the comeback gonna be real. That's my mindset. You know, that's what I've been on. And man, I was thinking about that this morning, like how how the comeback going to be so real. And hopefully these my guys get it together and I'm coming back into one. And that's cool, too. I'm coming back into a ring. And, you know, but we got an uphill battle that we, you know, dug ourselves into. But it's doable. We just got to believe in it.
Hey, Brendan, before you go, you mind, since Brady's in town, that I play your moment one more time for our people? Do you mind if we hear this one more time, how you won us the Super Bowl?
Let's go. Hopefully somebody do that this week and win that game.
Let's hear it. This is
boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He fumbled
and
it.
He fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
Still goosebumps, Brandon, after all this time, right?
Hey, still feel the same way I felt when I hit that thing out, man. Something that I always remember, for real.
I hope Brady's looking around for you on the field tomorrow night, Brandon. Thanks very much.
I wish I could be out there for sure, but hopefully somebody like Hargrave come in and swipe that ball out and we win the game.
Brandon, thanks as always, man. Be well.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.